Well, after watching the game yesterday, you know, I was happy for Donovan. You know, he's been through a lot in his career as well as this year. Then, you know, you watch the AFC game and you see that, you know, either one of those teams you match up well against. But we squander our opportunities. I still feel the same way as I did on Saturday after the game. You know, we had our opportunities, and we just didn't make the most of them.
Do you think anything needs to change to help you guys get over the hump, to maybe get you further?
It's hard to say that things need to change when when you have a 13-3 season and you know in the playoffs you know as a defense you give up 200 in offense you gain about 400. You know, like I said, we just didn't, you know, make the plays we needed to make on defense, and we just, you know, made too many mistakes to overcome.
Keith, when you look back on this season, how would you characterize it? I mean, it's incredibly successful, but probably frustrating too.
Yeah, football is fun for me. You know, I take what I do very serious, and I have a lot of fun doing it. So I had a lot of fun throughout the year, you know, actually being, I've been on a 13-3 team before, but to be a part of the nucleus of that 13-3 team was fun. But it's empty because I'm one who knows that it doesn't really matter what you do in the regular season. As long as the whole goal is to get into the playoffs. And, you know, we had our one and done, which is unfortunate. But, you know, when you're there, that's why you have to make the most of it. You have to realize how important it is, and you know, now you have to start all over again in March, whereas, you know, instead of having these cameras in my face talking about the end of the season, we should be talking about, you know, an opponent.
So what needs to change for you guys to make the next step and advance?
I don't necessarily know if anything has to change. I answered that. You know, we're 13-3 with the best record. We put up nearly 400 yards in offense, you know, held, you know, Baltimore to about 200 yards in offense. We just didn't make enough plays on defense, and they did that there. So, you know, we're one of the top three teams in turnover, you know, so it's hard to say, you know, what necessarily needs to change. Maybe you can add something to make it better, you know, but something that needs to change, I don't know.
Will you be able to even watch the rest of the playoffs, or does it sit that poorly in your stomach?
Nah, it doesn't sit that poorly, just for the simple fact that my team had, you know, we put ourselves in the position to be in the playoffs and showcase what this team was about. You know, my team had our opportunity, so that would be ridiculous for me to just sit around and mope around and, you know, take away, you know, from my life worrying about, you know, a situation that we had control over. You know, I'm over it. You know, it stinks, but we just got to start over again next year. You know, I feel I put everything I could put out there all year, you know, all throughout the, you know, practices and everything. So, you know, I fulfilled myself, I guess, as an individual. We just didn't fulfill ourselves as a team.
Who do you think the older back is next year? Do you think Vince is ready if he's, you know?
I don't know who our quarterback's going to be. That's the furthest thing away from my mind. You know, that's up to them. You know, whoever those guys are competing for that position, that's up to them. You know, I really don't. Doesn't really matter right now.
He's been hungry. You're in this league. How much more difficult is it to get ready to go through another year and all the different things that you've got to do?
It's extremely difficult to get ready. You know, I've never really liked training, in even in college. So, you know, it's just something I know that I have to do in order to get what I want. So, I don't even really want to think about that. Actually, I got to think of some training regimens that I like doing to alleviate the pain of actual training. So, yeah, I don't look forward to that.
Will you be watching the Albert situation as closely as the rest of us will be?
No, definitely not. That's not my job. you know, I'll be in touch with Albert. So, I don't, you know, he'll let me know what's up.
You discussed there were no guarantees this season for you. I mean, as far as what was going to happen. Can you see any reason why you wouldn't be here next year?
I don't know. You never know. I mean, I still feel I'm playing at a high caliber Pro Bowl, all-pro level. I do have 1 year left on my deal, you know, so I don't know. That's for my agent and an organization to talk about. Yeah, we'll see. I plan on being here. Why wouldn't I be?
Would you like to have it extended, though, before next season?
I mean, of course. You know, of course I would. If I only have one more year on my deal, that means if I play next year and you know, say I get hurt in camp, that's my last year. So, you know, from the business standpoint, I definitely like to have some more years on the back end. But, you know, they have other things to worry about right now. You know, other players to sign, and, you know, we'll see.
Have they talked to you at all about that?
They don't talk to me. They talk to my agent. Not that I know of. I've spoken to Gary about it, though.
How much did he say?
I haven't said nothing to him.
How much did he open the ball and get Albert locked up before February 27th shows up?
You know, I think for the type of player he is, you know, if you look at the other players in his position, he is definitely one of the more dominant ones, you know, if not the best. So if they want the best defensive lineman, you know, they're gonna pay the cost, you know. So I feel they put themselves in a position where now they have to play by his rules, I mean his agent's rules. So, you know, that's something for them to deal with.